This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
In our last installment of What Lies Beneath, we told you about a well being drilled in Carter County by the Kentucky Geological Survey. It's to test the capacity of deep geologic formations to hold carbon dioxide. But the well may actually help with another kind of research at UK. As KGS's Mike Lynch reports, this research could result in new drugs to treat diseases and conditions.
It's a common practice when drilling research wells to take samples and rock cores at regular depths as the drilling goes further underground. Analysis of those samples helps geologists learn more about the different formations they're drilling through. But a different set of samples for a different research purpose was also taken from the Carter County well.
And what we've also been doing is giving a representative sample every 100 feet for the UK College of Pharmacy for their pharmaceutical research center.
Jeff Bolsa's company gathered the samples from the well, which eventually drilled over 4,800 feet deep. Several dozen of the samples went into baggies and were delivered to the UK College of Pharmacy, where John Thorson says they are being processed and analyzed in a search for natural, unique substances that might become tomorrow's breakthrough drugs.
And so we are looking for unusual environments to identify new natural products. And so this is a great opportunity for us because there aren't really many, if any, examples of people looking for these types of molecules in the environments that this drilling operation provided.
Thorson directs the college's Center for Pharmaceutical Research and Innovation. He and his colleagues are looking for what he calls nature's imagination, new, unique molecular structures that could take years to develop in a laboratory, but which are already naturally available, if only they can find them. He adds that the unusual environments that pharmaceutical researchers are exploring now include the seafloor, thermal vents, coal mine fires, and drilling sites. In the center's laboratory, a much quieter place than a drilling site, small samples from the well are processed in the search for unique molecules in the organisms of the samples. Thorson and his fellow researcher, Madame Carell, purify the samples of rock and soil and grow more colonies of the organisms in petri dishes.
This is one of the soil, which is, I label KGS6, which is 600 feet underground, and when we plated that soil, you can see a bunch of bacteria coming up. And we purify this individual colony. And then once we purify, they become like this.
So the differences between those, you can see different colors. That and has to do with the different chemicals that are being produced.
It takes months to actually isolate and purify unique molecules from samples. The molecules they're hoping to find won't necessarily be completely new and unknown. Even subtle differences from known substances or new classes of them can result in dramatic pharmaceutical developments. And chances are that most of the newly found molecules won't have pharmaceutical value, but they might be useful for other branches of research, like agriculture or veterinary science. So Thorson and his colleagues are creating a repository of the molecules they find for other UK researchers.
The goal is to provide this unique repository of compounds not found anywhere else, and then put it out there for people who have interesting biology or other potentially interesting applications for which it would make sense to screen these molecules for the various activities.
The Pharmaceutical Center has been in operation for about a year now, and no new molecules with promising pharmaceutical applications have been found yet. But when they are found, Thorson says, it'll be a starting point for investigating how the molecules do their internal work and how they can be re-engineered for new beneficial drugs. For WUKY News, I'm Mike Lynch.